This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Congress is taking up amendments to the 45-year-old Marine Mammal Protection Act to allow for more offshore seismic exploration in the ocean. Joining us to talk about what this could mean is Rich Delaney, president and CEO of the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Hi, Rich.
Hello, Steve.
Rich, explain for us what seismic testing is and what's going to happen if these changes go through.
Well, Steve, the amendments to the Marine Mammal Protection Act would basically make it much easier for oil and gas drilling to occur off the Atlantic coast. Of course, this is critical habitat for a lot of marine mammals, particularly the North Atlantic right whale, which is a particular species we've been focused on here at the Center for Coastal Studies. The Marine Mammal Protection Act, which has been tremendously successful over its 45 years, puts in place certain precautionary standards and regulations that would be sure that any activity related to oil and gas drilling, and in this case, particularly the extensive seismic testing that will be done in advance of any drilling, if it's done at all, is done in a way that is safe for the marine mammals.
What are the concerns around seismic testing and marine mammals?
Well, seismic testing is basically a series of dynamite-sounding bombs that go off. They're dragged behind long arrays of boats up and down the East Coast for long periods of time. It's basically having a dynamite charge go off in your bedroom or your living room about every 10 seconds. I mean, that's the effect that it is on the whales. And so we have here at the Center for Coastal Studies, and many of our colleagues in recent years have begun to realize that the noise levels in the ocean have just increased exponentially, in some cases 10 times more noise each decade. And the long-term impact on the health, the reproductive ability, and the ability to feed, and basically the survival of marine mammals may be hugely jeopardized by these increased sound levels. And this seismic testing is just going to magnify it untold times further.
You're going to Washington next week to testify on this. What are you going to say? What's the concern of scientists at the Center for Coastal Studies?
Well, it's the health of the marine mammals to begin with. But the other bigger issue, related energy issue, is why are we as a country continuing to go offshore in deeper areas that are more difficult to drill in, that have all kinds of potential side effects from marine mammals, to get more oil and gas, i.e. fossil fuel, which will just contribute to climate change and global warming? Why aren't those resources being directed toward renewable energy and sustainable energy sources?
What are the supporters of these amendments saying about potential impacts to marine mammals?
Well, unfortunately, there was an extensive environmental impact report done that concluded recently that the total impact to wildlife would be minor to negligible. Those are the words out of the report. But what the rest of the sentence says, with the exception of marine mammals and turtles, upon which the impact would be moderate. And then they go on to say that 138,000 marine mammals could be injured in some way, and perhaps 13.6 million could have their migration, feeding, and other behavioral patterns disrupted by the seismic surveys. So that, coupled with all the other sources of sound in the ocean, huge tankers and freighters going back and forth through the same area, emitting increased sounds from their props, altogether is at least a moderate, if not a real significant impact on marine mammals.
Rich Delaney is president and CEO of the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Rich, thank you for speaking with us.
Steve, you're welcome.